I was born on November 22, 2000 at 2:22 p.m. at Memorial Hospital West in Pembroke Pines, Florida. I still live in the same area today in a four-bedroom, one-story house with a pool in the backyard, along with my mom, my dad, my brother Jacob, and my puppy Blue, a crazy, fluffy white Maltipoo. My dad Jose is from Panama, and my mom Sharon, pronounced Sharon, was born in New Jersey. My mom's parents are from Cuba and Israel, while my dads were born in Spain and Panama. I've also got Russian, Czechoslovakian, and German blood running through me. My mom described me as the sweetest soul when I was a baby, always perfectly happy and content. My name means Lioness of God, which I think is pretty fierce, and my parents nicknamed me Wiggle Worm and Gushy Monster. I loved to snuggle up with my stuffed bunny, and my favorite toy was a marching Mickey Mouse doll that sang a parade song when he squeezed his hand. I had the biggest blue eyes and the chubbiest cheeks. My parents called me their Curious George, always wide-eyed and crawling around everywhere, especially places I wasn't supposed to be, like under tables or inside the kitchen cabinets. When I still had zero teeth, I loved applesauce and mashed banana. But judging from some of my high chair pics, I wore more of my meal than I ate. I would also finger paint the tray of my high chair with all my colorful cuisine. Such an artist. Mom tells me I had the biggest sense of humor for a little kid. Whether something was funny or not, I always laughed and tried my hardest to make people crack up. Case in point, as a toddler, I decided for a while that I was Tarzan. Did I care that Tarzan was a guy who lived in a jungle with apes and sported long hair and a loincloth? I think not. I loved the Disney movie so much, I would literally undress myself and run around in public in my underwear, banging on my chest and doing the Tarzan call as I jumped from the couch to the chair, swinging my jump rope like a vine. Now I like to tell silly jokes to people all the time and try to make them laugh. Here, I'll tell you my favorite. Knock, knock. Who's there? Britney Spears. Knock, knock. Who's there? Oops, I did it again. Very stupid, but very funny. I know. My little brother Jacob was born when I was 3. I was super excited to be a big sister, and I somehow managed to appear in the delivery room while he was being born. No one noticed me standing there because they were all facing my mom, who was, you know, a little preoccupied herself. Eventually, in the middle of the delivery, Mom looked up and saw me standing there, wide-eyed, and said, "Hi, Angel!" But then some nurse grabbed me and shuffled me out the door, and I missed Jacob's big entrance. Still, I loved that kid from the time he was in my mom's tummy. I know a lot of siblings who fight constantly. I considered myself lucky to get along so well with my brother. When we do argue, it's usually over something stupid, like him barging into my room without knocking or hogging the aux in the car for his music. Jacob and I have many similarities, which is why we get along. Our differences also bring us closer because we lean on each other for advice. For example, I am very stubborn, and sometimes I need Jacob to remind me to be more open and forgiving. Likewise, I'm there to encourage him to share his feelings when he closes up and wants to sit in his room and sulk. Our similarities tend to be on the creative side. We both love to read, write, watch movies, and go to the theater. We feel strongly about the need to express ourselves. He's 14, and I know from experience that life can get complicated right about now. I'll always be there for him. My parents have always encouraged us to do what you love and love what you do. That's probably one of the best pieces of advice anyone has ever given me, because it's allowed me the freedom to change direction and try new things fearlessly. When I was younger, I was all about dance and playing the piano. Then, when I got older and decided to give up both to try a sport, my parents didn't flinch. They just signed me up for soccer and got me some cleats, even after all the money and time they poured into my music and dance lessons. They've always allowed me to make those choices, to follow my heart and my dreams wherever they led me, and to figure out what truly brings me joy.